producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Media News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, so last night, here we go with the last debate, the fifth debate for the Republicans. And I think one of the big nuggets that came out of it is Donald Trump saying that he's really gotten to know the Republican leadership and there was no way he was going to go to a third-party run. He wasn't going to do that. I guess Priebus probably maybe breathes a sigh of relief, and Hillary Clinton says, oh, darn, because that would have been good for her, huh?
Well, that's right. And, you know, there was something very telling last night that I picked up on. I could be completely wrong, but my political senses kicked in. When Ben Carson all of a sudden said, well, I'm not going to run now, and he indicated, I can't remember his words, that he talked to Priebus backstage, and that, you know, all of a sudden Priebus said, well, those articles in the Washington Post aren't really accurate, you know. Somebody did some real private chatting last night, and I think that's what's going on. And all of a sudden, because I promise you, the backlash this week that I heard from friends in the Republican Party threatened to burn their RNC Republican cars if Priebus didn't stop this talk was incredible.
Wow, incredible. Really? Wow. So, also in the debate, it was really Cruz and Rubio that kind of went at each other like they were sort of timid mixed martial arts guys in the cage. And one of the, no, not surprisingly, one of the main causes of contention was the whole immigration deal. Hey, they're both Cuban Americans, but they have a different take on immigration. And Rubio can't really backtrack what he said, you know, the so-called path to amnesty. He can't take that back, can he?
No, and, you know, I don't think he really should. There's a middle ground, especially interesting, those two being of Cuban-American descent. Of course, Cuban-Americans have a little bit different take sometimes, yeah, too, on the path to amnesty. But having said that, I must say that Chris Christie, you know, saying, okay, look at you two, and Cardi Fiorina saying, look at you people, you know, they kept, I think, making a good point, trying to get some traction of, you know, stop this. And the best line was Christie, really. And having served in Congress, I identify with it when he said, you know, you guys talk about what amendment you did or didn't do. You know, basically, he's in real life as a governor. I thought he made some valid points.
Yeah, I agree. I thought so, too. Absolutely. You know, it's funny, talking about Chris Christie, there's just no chance. Did that bridge, the bridge just totally kill his chances? Because for a while, he was so hot. Remember, he was on Time Magazine. Everybody was talking about him. Henry Kissinger went to his house, thought him he should run. A couple years ago, he was on Oprah. He was like the hottest thing going.
I think the bridge, I mean, he's not going to have repercussions legally or anything, but I think the bridge stopped him dead in his tracks, and then along came Donald Trump. Although Jeb Bush is finished. Poor guy. I'm starting to, you know, feel, I wish I could have his private phone number. I'd call and say, listen, do yourself a favor. You know, leave. Chris Christie has more of a chance than Jeb Bush, technically, I think, especially in these debates. But, I think the bridge, you know, killed him. Our governor, John Kasich, you know, I'm going to punch Russia in the face. And I also think that the most, and I know this is, you know, they're trying to goad President Obama, John McCain types into doing something to Russia. But I think you saw some Republicans basically agreeing with President Obama last night. Don't start a war with Russia.
Yeah, absolutely. Why jump in there and start a war? Although the comment about riding bareback and or riding with out a shirt on, that was pretty funny.
And, you know, it works in Russia. I don't know if it would work in a parade in eastern Ohio, but...
It was pretty funny, actually. And then Carson, he's like the mouse that's trying to run out of the house or doesn't want to run out of the house, but he's getting pushed out. He right away criticizes CNN for not going to him till, you know, like a half an hour into the debate. It was so obvious, like, oh, I guess we have to ask you a question, which I have to say I thought was kind of funny. I mean, seriously. But he points that out, you know.
Well, it wasn't. I've got to tell you, Trump got away with this last night. He was very he went after you, Hewitt, because of the questions at the kiddie table first, et cetera. And that crowd, you noticed was going to start arguing. All of a sudden, that crowd went nuts supporting Trump on that. So that kind of calmed Hewitt down a little bit. But Ben Carson just can't deliver the line about the press like Trump could during that debate. And also, the whole surgery thing, I watched the movie on him, by the way, because I hadn't seen it. Mm-hmm. Amazing man. But the whole relating of politics and doing brain surgery, I'm sorry, it's not getting me. It's not moving me, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the problem. I think that's the problem that most people have sure. with Carson. So other things that happened, I'll call them things, but other moments in the debate, I guess. You know, Carly Fiorina, she's still there. Does it mean she ends up in a cabinet position or she just raises her profile? Or what's the deal with her being in the all-boys club and actually, you know, having people cheer her on? Does this mean anything for her politically in the future?
Well, you know, a really good Democratic friend of mine, and he's very successful in D.C., and he made a comment this morning that she's like a poker that you stick into the fire, except the poker, it sometimes has a little bit of warmth to it. And I remember that comment while I'm watching the debate he made, and, you know, she is tough as nails. Now, to me, I think she'd be a great I know people say, well, she's, you know, mean, et cetera, but to me, she's got a toughness to her and kind of a just no-nonsense, out-there approach. That's the way I take her. And so she's not going to win this thing, but I think, you know, I'm going to say this, I think Trump has to pick a female. I'm not trying to prejudge, you know, that he's going to win, but I think Trump has to pick a female if he comes out of this convention. And, you know, I think she's one that, and her personal story and the loss of her child.
The drugs.
There's a lot to her. I know she's tough, and, you know, she may not have a lot of warmth, but she's got some get up and go.
Yeah, absolutely. Were you surprised that, maybe not surprised is the right word, but in the polls, Trump didn't really drop that much at all because of, you know, what he was saying about the proposed ban on Muslims, but nobody, when it was brought up, nobody touched it. Nobody went after him. Is that because, hey, listen, he didn't drop any, so the advisors around everybody else running, they say, look, don't even touch it. Don't go there, because attacking him on it is not going to help us.
Well, you know, they were smart because, look, you can't ban a religion. How do you enforce it, et cetera? Now, Trump didn't backtrack, but he made a point of clarity, which was interesting, I read after he made the comment, which was, look, he's just asking for some temporary things from certain countries. Now, Lindsey Graham, I must say, on the kiddie debate, raised this issue over and over, and I'm not a Graham fan, but I thought last night Lindsey Graham did a great job of saying, hey, look, the king of Jordan is a Muslim, and, you know, he made a good point. He was much more bold than anybody on that stage of the big debate last night, Graham was, because they didn't want to touch it. They don't want to be misconstrued. They don't want to touch it. They made it clear, you know, they don't want to discriminate, but they don't want to venture too far in arguing with Trump on that.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, Bob Ney, Talk Media News, as always, thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th. The Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
It don't need to a lot worse than rides. This happening ain't set the tone for the other future trial. We cannot stop, no longer sit here and stand by. Let the police kill unarmed black men.
A lot of angry folks in Baltimore. A mistrial declared in the first Freddie Gray case. Jurors deadlocked on all counts. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks again for swinging for the fences with all of us in this holiday season. Very tense in the courtroom and outside of the courtroom. The protesters filled the streets. A judge announcing that mistrial in that case, again, for the first officer charged in the death of Gray, after the jurors said, you know, we cannot reach a decision. Circuit Judge Barry Williams dismissed them, saying, you've taken the time to listen. So it's the third day of deliberations in the case of William Porter, one of the six charged in Gray's death. So that's one, and now it all goes through the rest of the way, too. Porter, by the way, is also black, as are two of the other five charged. After the court was done, after it adjourned, Porter just, you know, conferred with the defense attorney and walked from the courtroom. A female supporter joined Porter on the bench in the hallway, they say. Courthouse deputies blocked reporters from approaching them. And they declined comment, saying that there was a judicial gag order. Baltimore City State Attorney Marilyn Mosby, who brought the charges against the six officers in the arrest and death of Gray, also wasn't commenting either. A retrial date will be set Thursday. The charges, of course, with a maximum of 25 years. They say Porter especially is partly responsible because he didn't buckle Gray into a seatbelt and for not calling an ambulance when he indicated he was in distress. Porter told the jurors that he didn't think Gray was injured and that it was the van driver's responsibility to fasten Gray's seatbelt. So those supporters, not of his, but of what happened to Freddie Gray, in other words, saying that it wasn't right, were screaming outside of the courthouse, send those killer cops to jail. And then they dispersed them as soon as they could because they said it was an unlawful assembly. So I think it's this whole timeline of what happened and how this goes on with the rest of the officers is going to be pretty tense in Baltimore outside of the courthouse for quite some time. I mean, you knew there was trouble because the jurors made a lot of requests when they started deliberating, and the judge gave them some and didn't give them others. And, you know, the 7 months ago this started, so there's no closer to a resolution for Porter, for, I guess, the system as a whole, because then this goes again. This starts all over again. And the other officers, too, as well. And the whole Freddie Gray thing, it, of course, was horrific. And it goes to the what happened in the van. Whose responsibility? You know, so now you have this hung jury. And it makes you wonder what's going to happen with everybody else in this case. Different roles and different circumstances, but still connected to it. And like I said, here's what you do know. It's going to be very tense for a long, long, long time. I mean, without a question. And this means this goes over again. Goes over again. We'll start again. In the meantime, as we kind of bounce around in this hour of America tonight, we'll take a look back at Star Wars a little bit because, gosh, everyone in my world except for me has tickets to go and see Star Wars on Friday. I talked to my sister-in-law today, and they have tickets. They're going. If they have to be in line, they're going to be in line, but they have tickets to go in at Ybor City is where they'll be, which is in Tampa, but they have tickets to go and see Star Wars. And I've heard that echoed about 7 times to me. All different kinds of people, with kids, without kids, young kids, older kids. So I cannot even imagine what that box office is going to be like. I think it's going to be incredible. I think it's just going to blow all box office records, period. There's so much buzz that the hype, they don't even need the commercials, for goodness sake. They don't even need the trailers, whatever they paid for the trailers, to be splayed across television land in prime time. Honestly, I think this would be a case of guerrilla marketing. I don't know how much they spent, but I guarantee they didn't have to spend a lot of them, let's put it that way. And here's a question for you, you know, as we march closer to the holiday, because, you know, we're almost at that point where we're a week out from Christmas. Hard to believe, huh? It's crazy, but we are at the end of the year. So I wonder, when you're listening to me, if you're listening to me, do you take stock of anything, and do you have a system of thinking about the next year? Do you forecast what could happen to the next year and try to make some predictions or have some kind of resolutions? I said this the other day, and I got a nasty note from Ruth who says, Kate, I can't believe that you said something about resolutions are for sissies, because resolutions usually get broken within the first month of the year. We know most resolutions have to do with things like quitting smoking, losing weight, those kinds of things. I don't know, saving more money, spending less money, and it's always centers around your health, your finances, your circumstances. And I'm not saying it's not good to set resolutions if you stick to them, but, you know, I went back and I looked at this. Somebody sent me this 20th century New Year's resolution. And it was interesting to read it. I thought, boy, they've been doing this for a long time, not surprisingly. Like the New Year's resolution, resolve to renew all your old resolves. Ye resolve to renew all your old resolves. And add ye a few that are new. Really? Resolve to keep them as long as you can. What more can a poor man do? And connected to that, I will live this day, try to live a simple, sincere, and serene life, repelling promptly every thought of discontent, anxiety, discouragement, impurity, and self-seeking. Well, pretty much that sums it all up, doesn't it? So, constantly man has struggled with this. This isn't anything new. Is there anybody out there that doesn't want to have, wouldn't it be great? I just want to resolve to have a simple life, sincere, serene. Oh, the word serene. How many people have a serene life? Look at how I kicked the show open. We weren't talking about anything very serene. And even Star Wars will be stressful for some people who are not good with lines. Or they're in a theater where the sound blows you out. So in the medieval times, the knights took this thing called the peacock vow at the end of the Christmas season each year to renew their commitment to chivalry. Now, I like that one. And they had midnight services where Christians prepared for the year. They prayed. They made the resolution, some of what I was just saying. So resolutions, and this time of year, have been around for a very, very long time. And the popular goals are what I said, get out of debt, career improvement, sometimes education, stress, less grumpy, volunteer. Now, that's a good one. So volunteer to help somebody. Use some skill you have and give back, because there's nothing better than giving back to feel better. I mean, it's almost a selfish thing, but it's not really. It's not really. And the weight, the loss, you know, losing weight, healthy food, exercise, less alcohol, that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's been around forever. And I think they say now it's a misnomer when someone told you it was 21 days to start a habit. Oh, you can multiply that. 66 days. And that makes more sense to me. Because I get the 21 days, I get it. Wow, 21 days is 3 weeks. If you could just, oof, run, eat fabulously. Wouldn't it be something?
I will brush my teeth.
Stay with us.
And wash my hands after going to the bathroom and before I meal. I won't taste dogs, even friendly love. I will avoid being bitten by keeping my fingers and face away from their mouths. I will drink milk and water and limit sugar and fruit drinks. I will apply sunscreen before I go outdoors. I will try to stay in the shade whenever possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
To the end of the year, just throwing in there at the tail end for fun, the fact that you get to an end of the year, and are you doing that whole resolution thing? Are you looking back? And if we look back in history, people have done it for a very, very long time. Some in a symbolic, ceremonial kind of way. Others to just it's just kind of a marker situation. Hey, it's the end of the year, so everybody's doing it. So, hey, I think I'm going to do it, and let's see what I come up with. And the Freddie Gray situation is terribly sad for the city of Baltimore, and that's going to drag out for a long time. This mistrial shows that. This is the first one, deadlocked, all counts. And so there's going to be another retrial there, and then you still have the other officers who have to be tried, and we see how the wheels of justice spin in this, and it's not going to be a slow process, to say the least. Let's go out to our pal Jack in Australia. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Goodness, you want to know what my New Year's resolution is going to be?
I think it's going to be to get to the United States.
Well, actually, no. It was going to be not to make any New Year's resolutions. Oh, bugger, I've broken it already. Let's move on.
Yeah, because you know what? It's too hard to keep them. It's almost like to-do list. The whole weight thing, especially weight or money, it just kind of goes out the window.
Yeah, especially, you know, and I know we jokingly say that to get to the United States it would be one of them, but there are just so many situations that are beyond my control. To make that as a New Year's resolution, it'd be pointless because it's the things that I can't control now that are getting in the way to stop that from happening. So, you know, with resolution, it's supposed to be something you could control, something you can change in your own life. I can't change bureaucracy.
No.
So, do I pray for it every day? Oh, my good Lord, yes, I do. But anyway, you've been following the strange purchases at Walmart, you know, the burn phones and all the propane gas cylinders?
Yes, what is up with that?
Well, when I first saw it, I put it to connection, and I thought, well, okay. We used to do improvised stuff when I was in the Army and teaching about improvised munitions and so on. You know, it's something fairly simple to do. You'd use the burn phone to initiate an outside explosive to set off the gas cylinder. But in a lot of cases, that's not what's being done. There is this new piece of improvised artillery in the Syrian civil war conflict. They're calling, well, the literal translation is hell cannon. What they're doing is they're packing ammonium nitrate, which is a fertilizer, and fuel oil mixture inside the gas tank. Mm-hmm. And they're firing it out of mortars. Have you seen on YouTube the people that get up and they make these homemade bowling ball cannons?
Yes.
Essentially, they're replacing the bowling ball for a gas, a 15-pound gas cylinder that has been filled with ammonium nitrate and a detonator. They're putting fins on them and then lobbing them like mortars out of this. Not particularly accurate, but, I mean, you know, some of the videos that I've seen floating around, brand new JCB earth-moving equipment. They've taken the bucket off the scoop and they're put 4 to 6 of these mortar barrels on the front of these earth movers, and they're driving them around the streets of Syria so they can lob them over at their enemy, and then before these things have even hit the ground, they're backing up and they're driving away.
Wow.
Particularly nasty thing, and ANFO, which is the common industry term for it, is the explosive they use in mining. When you see those pictures of the mining where the whole cliff sort of jumps up in the air and then falls down into rubble, that's the explosive they use. And it's used because it's usually quite stable. So to actually build these takes a bit of knowledge, but it's truly frightening. Now, under current American ATF laws, it is not illegal for you to make a black powder cannon to fire a bowling ball. It's a black powder weapon. It's not deemed a destructive device, like if you went out and bought a modern-day mortar tube from a disposal store and recommissioned it, as some people have got the license to do. Anyone with the expertise can get the steel to make these bowling ball cannons.
Wow.
So it makes it very easy to that use that technology and so on, or that loophole in the law. And no one questions the purchase of black powder in the United States.
That's crazy.
Which is also a black powdered firearm doesn't pass any sort of ATF check. Yeah, so if you buy any black powdered firearm that was manufactured, or any firearm manufactured for, I believe, 1896, it's considered an antique weapon. Or if it's black powder as well. So even if it's a six-shooter or a lever-action rifle, if it takes black powder in the cartridge, there are no ATF checks on that.
Wow. Yeah, wow. That's dangerous, man.
I mean, people have often asked me, well, you know, you used to teach improvised explosives to the special forces in the Australian Army. How easy is it to make it? And I jokingly say, I can walk through the hardware and the cleaning aisle, the cleaning aisles at Walmart and Home Depot, and have enough to make, you know, cannons, two common cleaning products mixed together can make sarin gas. You know,
yep.
So if I know how to do it, and I can go to Walmart or Costco or Home Depot and so on, this is how easy it is to do it. And this is why people really be worried about homegrown terrorism.
Yes, because I agree.
Fairly innocuous items or fairly innocuous hobbies can be easily changed. That's why legislation is not going to stop a homegrown terrorist. ATF laws, the term ghost gun. You know, you can legally make a firearm at home and not register it with the ATF. You're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to give it away as a gift. When you die, it has to be turned in. Because of that. And, I mean, GCN runs ads for people that sell the parts kits to go into all of this. The legislation is, it comes down to making more legislation is not going to solve the problem. It's enforcing the existing legislation that's in place. Another fine example of that is the new tax on drones. Yeah, first of all, they haven't clearly defined what a drone is. Now, I know your lovely husband has a drone. You bought one for him, and he appropriately crashed it into a tree, if I remember your...
yes.
I have one. Now, there are already existing laws on the books that affect the where and when you can operate remote control aircraft. They've been around for a long time because 25 years ago, the FAA wanted to have radio-controlled planes licensed, and there was a big fracker about that. Well, a lot of people, even back then, were putting small video camera devices or still cameras on their radio control planes. Is that a drone?
Right.
Yeah. Under U.S. law, it is illegal for anyone other than the government to fly a fully automated aerial vehicle, whether that be a rocket or a drone. Those laws are already on the books. So essentially, any of the stuff they're claiming as drones has to be physically controlled in real time. Remote control helicopters have a small computer on board that helps with stability to make it easier to fly. That's not full automation. You know, they haven't properly defined what makes a drone. You know, if you just put a camera on a helicopter, is that a drone? If you have one of these quadcopters that doesn't have a camera in it, is that a drone? They have not defined it. You know, Ozzy Osbourne famously came out and said that, you know, he was using his to look at his neighbor's topless sunbathing. Well, there are already laws on the books. He can't get up and nail to the fence a video camera to videotape what's going on. Yeah, this is just an effort by a financially and morally bankrupt government to tax fun in the name of security. $5 a drone, they got to charge for that. $5 a year per drone for recreational purposes. Is this government so morally and financially repugnant that they have to tax kids' piggy banks for their Christmas presents? And that's what it comes down to. A lot of kids are going to get these small quadcopters, whether they have cameras or not. And what are they doing? They're taxing their Christmas presents. Isn't the sales tax enough?
Absolutely. And you're right. It's going to be a lot of kids. A lot of kids. Jack, I got to cut you off. Jack he's wound up tonight. He's talking. Yes, Jack, we love you. Yes, kids are going to be taxed because that's who are getting most of the drones. They're selling them at camera shops because they still have camera shops. Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo round the bend here on America Tonight.
She can be. many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
With all of you hanging out with us. You heard Jackson an interesting thing in joining us, and he was, like I said, wound. He was ready to go. He was ready to do his own talk show tonight. And I love Jack. It's because he's amped up about a couple of things, and one of them is one that I agree with. It's the craziness of this whole drone thing. Look, the drones have been dangerous in some cases with what people have done and where they're flying them. I understand that. But at the same time, it is the over, it's this idea of overregulation and the danger of that that gets to the ridiculousness of, you just want our money. You just want to tax it. You're just coming up with another way to tax us. That's what you want to do. You want to tax it. And we knew this was coming. Anybody who had a drone or anybody paying attention knew that there was a lot of fast and furious work going on with the FAA because they were concerned about drones and what was happening with drones. And there have been court cases because of what some people have done with drones and whatnot. And it's crazy. On that note, we won't be talking about drones, but instead fruits and nuts shredded and bingo. I like it. That means who gets to play with us? That would be Nathan Reeder. Nathan, are you ready?
Woo!
Ding indeed.
Ding indeed. Ding, ding, ding. All right. How about this? This is crazy. And one of the Ivy League schools, Yale, in fact, Ivy Leaguers signed a petition to repeal the First Amendment. Gosh, when you think of Ivy League schools, and people would say, well, that's so liberal that Yale is liberal. What about Harvard? Are you kidding? So they were debating, it was a controversial debate over free speech on college campuses, if it really is free. And what you had was a filmmaker, Amy Horowitz, who traveled to Yale and had that debate, the free speech debate, asked students if they would sign a petition calling for an outright repeal of the First Amendment. And what happened was they did have a solid majority of the students that willingly signed the petition saying they approved it. They approved that idea. For, you know, the anti-First Amendment thing. Oh, I think that's awful. Gosh, when you go to a college, if anything, I mean, first of all, I'm all about free speech. Listen, whether we like some of the free speech out there or not. But how wild is it? They filmed them. They videotaped the kids just not even asking very many questions. They were just signing away.
Better on TV. It looks better on.
It's better for the filmmaker, yes. I agree. But I'm surprised by that. If you were on a college campus, just if you weren't even going to school, and you know when people stop you, hey, buddy, how you doing? You know, you're young. Will you sign this petition? We have a petition to take back the First Amendment. I just don't see a Nathan Reeder signing that petition.
I don't think I would have either, but I don't think that was happening when I was going to college.
Hey, they weren't trying to trap you for film.
I mean, is it that we feel like we owe it because we're using Facebook to get it out there? I don't know.
I don't know. That's an interesting way to look at it. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's short bits of bites of information, really.
Yeah,
just word bites.
Absolutely. So the question becomes, you need to ask more questions, or behoove anybody. I'm not going to tell anyone what to do. To ask more questions when you're in that situation, and surprisingly, those kids didn't. That they stopped. All right. So I say that is kind of a shred it for me. What is it for you?
Well, I think it's bingo because you know, if you're able to move words around like that, then you're showing how humans really work.
There you go, and that's what the filmmaker wanted. How about this? There was $5 million in diamonds that went missing from a Midtown Manhattan jewelry store, and that mystery was cleared up. It turned out that some of the workers at J. Birnbach were helping their boss move to another floor, and they tossed 3 wooden boxes filled with diamonds in a heap of trash without looking inside. A building security guard patrolling the third floor did take a peek, discovered the mother lode, including one diamond that was worth $3.2 million. So Wilfred Martinez sold some of the booty to a jeweler in the same building where he found them, but not the 17-carat diamond that was worth $3.2 million, the crown jewel. He has now turned over that piece to the cops, along with 2 smaller diamonds and $10,000 in cash.
Wait, that was an accident turned into on purpose, turned into here you go. I don't
well, here's what happened. They were moving floors, and there was wooden boxes filled with some of these diamonds. One of them was a 17-carat diamond. The other ones were worth a lot of money, too. And they just accidentally got thrown away. These wooden boxes got thrown away. A security guard saw the boxes, looked in them, saw what was in there, and stole them, like walked away with them. And then sold the diamond to somebody else in the building. Duh.
Okay, no, this, and then it this all unraveled. Makes a lot more sense. No.
Yeah. Crazy.
No, that's not crazy. That's not crazy for someone to be dumb enough to take something that's shiny in front of them and go and try to make money in a really close space. That's, I mean, you'd think it would be less frequent, but that doesn't sound crazy to me. I'm shredding this already.
Shred! He says shred. Okay, so what is interesting, though, is that the people didn't realize and they threw it away. And then it's like one man's trash is another man's treasure in a way. And it turned out to be a big treasure when he looked inside. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? If he was smart, he would have just taken it to the jeweler and said, dude, I found this, and maybe he would have been lucky and he would have gotten a reward for it. So who knows? How about this? Let's move to this one. We need a fun one. It was hard to find a fun one. I mean, here we are almost at the holidays, and it's, you know, it's tough. Star Wars. This is, I think, an interesting one. I've mentioned this here and there, and Star Wars, and this is really true, I counted 7 different people I know that already have tickets, like families in my life, that have tickets to go to the Friday premieres in their cities to see Star Wars, and they say already pre-sales are in the millions of dollars. Is that bingo? Shred it? What is that?
I mean, it's definitely, I think it's definitely a bingo. I don't think it's shredded only because everyone knew it was going to happen like that, but the excitement is still there, especially since the early buzz has been sounding pretty good. I don't have a ticket.
I don't have a ticket.
Am I working? I don't even know what day it is.
I don't even know what day it is. That sounds like me. I never know what day it is. I have to constantly remind myself, so I have a calendar instead. I think it's just obvious because people are into Star Wars. It's one of those kind of it's one of those movies that became another movie and a sequel and a prequel and everything else. And it's I think part of it is because if that was part of your childhood, you loved it and you have a good memory of it. And that's a memory you want to kind of hang on to. And when you go to a new one, it's like, oh, man, do you remember what happened in the last Star Wars? So that's like a bingo kind of to me for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'll agree.
Yay! Bingo. But Nathan and I don't have tickets. Maybe you have tickets. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
You won't even take me back to snow. You got me at a bargain, baby. You just bought me a motor wheel now. You got me at a bargain, baby. You thought I was rich, but I'm a piece of junk. Now I'm in a closet that you never use. I ain't even on the front page. You got me at a bargain, baby. You got me at a bargain, baby. You got me at a bargain, baby. You got me at a bargain, baby.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE
Church for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you love.